Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Kachnes bincha es yechidcha asher ahavtas Yitzchak. Go take your son, your firstborn, the one you love. Take him, tells him to go, testing him. Take him somewhere, to go do the Akedah. And he sends him on a three-day journey to get there. Vayom ha-shlishi, on the third day, Vayisa Avram es'eino vayaris ha-makom e'rachok. On the third day, he finally sees the place where he's supposed to be getting to. He sees the cloud on the mountain. Why 3 days? Why does Hashem send him on a three-day journey? Rashi says, Lama Icher Malaroso Miyad. Why did he push it off, make it take so long? Kadei Shelo Yomru, so that they won't say, people would say, he went on a quick trip. He got all confused. He got all nervous. He got all excited. He didn't know what to do. Taraf Daito, he got his temporary insanity. He was ready to shecht his own son. People would say, how did Avram do this? He was told to do this, and he wasn't thinking straight. That's how he did it. That's how he was able to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivoy. Years ago, I was taking a taxi, which I have mentioned to you guys. I always take advantage of these moments and try to learn something new. I struck up a conversation. I said, so, how long have you been doing this for? It's usually how I start off. And he says, actually, I just started. And he pauses for a moment, seems uncomfortable. And he says, yeah, I actually haven't really been doing much of anything until just recently. I just started. Because I was a Navy SEAL. And I fought in war as a Navy SEAL. And it really messes you up. A lot of my friends and I, we were pretty messed up. I only just became healthy enough to do this. He was older African-American, grandfatherly looking gentleman. He says he only just started being able to work again. And I said, wow, thank you for your service. That must have been so difficult. It's another pause. And he says, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't open up to anybody. But I'll tell you what. I was a Navy SEAL. It's very different than being, say, a sharpshooter. Sharpshooter, you stand at a distance, you find your target, you pull the trigger, you're done. A Navy SEAL, you sneak up on the person, you hold them, you kill them silently, you feel them breathe their last breath, you hear their last heartbeat. That does something to you. That makes you, that takes a toll on your soul. Tell me, the army steals your soul. The military, they steal your soul. And they have a way they do it. They teach you how do you get yourself to do such a thing? How can you get yourself to go kill people with your bare hands? They train you, he explained to me. They train you to get yourself angry. You get really angry at this person. And don't think about they might be a father, they might be a child. Just get angry at them. And then you go over and you could kill them. He said, eventually you're so used to getting yourself angry, the switch to turn on and off the anger could get a little messed up and people come back and they don't know how to turn the switch back off. That's why you hear these crazy stories sometimes. It's like, so he said he had troubles when he came back. But that's how they do it. They train you just to get angry. You get in this rage and you could run and you could get yourself to kill the person. How else would you do it, he told me. So he thinks back to all the people he had to kill and they probably had families and he feels terrible about it. I walked away and I said, this is the pshat in this Rashi. Rashi says, why did Hashem make it take 3 days for Avram Avinu to get to the Akedah so that nobody would say he was like a trained Navy SEAL? He gets himself to go crazy, gets himself in a fit of rage, and is able to go kill the person. He had 3 days to contemplate, to think about what he was doing. 3 days, I'm on my way to go shecht my son. And And this is how a Yid serves Hashem. We're not. We don't put ourselves in an altered state of mind. We don't drive ourselves crazy. We don't run around saying, I'm just doing it without thinking about it. Why am I doing this? I don't know. I'm not thinking about it. I just do it. A Yid is supposed to be clear. They have a clear mind, thinking clearly about what they're doing. We don't need to drink or take other mind-altering prescriptions to get ourselves to be excited about serving Hashem. We're able to think clearly, appreciate, and know this is what we're supposed to be doing. It's Pshat and Rashi, right? That's interesting. The parsha starts off, this Aliyah, says, "Va'elokim nisa es Avram." Hashem tested Avram. The other Nesionos don't start this way. We don't say, oh, Hashem tested Avram and said, "Lech lecha me'aretzecha." This starts off, "Elokim nisa es Avram." He tested Avram. The Torah seems to be telling us, don't make a mistake. This is just a Nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never demand of us, would never expect of us to actually go sacrifice a human, our own child, sacrifice another human. Hashem told, Yirmiya writes in Hashem's name, he says, Uvanu bamos hatofes asher begeven hinom lisruf es b'neim z'mizayim. They built these altars to burn their sons and daughters. Ba'esh by fire asher lo tzivis v'lo osa alibi, which I didn't command them to do. V'lo osa alibi, it never occurred to me. It never occurred to me that I would want somebody to sacrifice their children. It's disgusting. It's not what I'd want. What do you mean it occurred to Hashem? Didn't he tell Avram to do that? And I knew somebody growing up, somebody, a not from fellow, who always told me, oh, this, the Akedah is the parsha that really bothered him. He couldn't get over it. How could Hashem demand that of a person? And I'd say, that's the whole point. He would never demand of a person. That was the test. Could Avram possibly listen to something that Hashem would never do? But Hashem wouldn't actually do that. V'elokim nisa es Avram. That was just a test. Hashem would never demand that of us. So what is a test? What is this test? Hashem needed to figure it out. Hashem didn't know. Right? Your Rebbe gives you a test. He doesn't know how well you understood the information. Did you chazer well? Are you ready to really understand the information? Your Rebbe doesn't know. We give you a test to find out, right? That's what a test does. Does Hashem not know what you know and what you're feeling, that he needs to test you? It's a different Malchim. The Rishon and the Ramban says, famously, the Ramban says, it's not a test for Hashem. Hashem knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And Hashem would reward you for that. You work on your emotions and you make yourself a bigger Oiv Hashem, a bigger Yare Hashem. And that you deserve a reward for that. But Hashem, to increase your reward, wants you to do more. He gives you opportunity to take your potential and to actualize that, to make that more a part of you. Hashem knows that you love him. Hashem knows that you fear him. The nesionos are opportunities. They're gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's an opportunity to take those feelings you have and make it more real. We look at nesionos, we look at challenges, and we say, Hashem, why is Hashem doing this to me? Why is he testing me? He doesn't need to test you. He knows where you're holding. He's not your Rebbe. He knows exactly where you're holding. He's not your parents. He even knows where you're holding better than you do. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's letting you take your potential and bring it out. Every test you have, if you respond to it properly, it's actually a gift from Hashem that you are now becoming a more fulfilled person. People sometimes say, why did Hashem do this terrible thing to me? Such a waste. this person died. Why would he do that? There's no reason for it. Like, no reason for it. Terrible. And they start having amuna issues. Such a waste. Why would Hashem do something terrible? What I always think and sometimes say when I hear that sort of thing is, you know what? It wasn't a waste. But if you respond that way, you've made it a waste. If you respond to a nisayim by not taking the musar, not responding to it properly, not working, using it as an opportunity to grow, now it was a waste. You don't let yourself grow from the opportunity. Don't let your kokos come out from the nisayim. Yeah, you're right. It was a waste that Hashem did that. You wasted the opportunity that Hashem gave you to grow from that, whatever it was that happened. So Avram Avinu fully took advantage of this Nisayon. He spent 3 days contemplating, thinking, working on himself to know, I'm being told to do something so difficult for me, but I'm going to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyways. I heard at one of Rav Kolevsky's atzal, one of the Rosh Yeshiva Neir Yisrael, at one of his hespedim, at his levaya, they said that, I forget who said this now, but they said one of the hespedim said he was visiting Rav Kolevsky once. He was in the hospital. Rav Kolevsky apparently was known to have this fear of heights. He was very afraid of heights. Something I can relate to. They walked into his room in the hospital, and he keeps looking out the window. He looks out the window, and then he looks away. He looks out the window, and he looks away. And he was on some high level in the hospital, high up in the hospital, not the first or second floor. Rav Kolevsky didn't see him. He comes in, and he says, "Oh, what's going on?" So, what's going on? But I saw you kept looking out the window. What was that about? Why do you keep looking out the window? I was testing myself. If I ever had to chas v'shalom, give up my life al kiddush Hashem, would I be ready? Would I be ready? Even to overcome this horrible fear, would I be ready to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem? Klefki wasn't someone who was running away from Nisyonos. He was embracing them and taking advantage of things, of his circumstances, to use them to grow. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us challenges, whatever, however small, however big it is, those are opportunities for us to grow. We shouldn't resent them and say, oh, Hashem put me in this horrible spot. They're opportunities to bring out the best in ourselves. It's natural. Everybody complains about the bad things that happened, the bad traits they have. Oh, I'm not as good at this. I'm not as talented at this. I'm not as smart at this. I'm not as friendly, as charismatic. Everyone thinks, oh, Hashem really gave me a bad hand. Whatever Hashem gave you that seems like a challenge, we have to remember it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It's a gift to use as an opportunity to grow and become closer to Him. So it's just a way to earn more reward. That through those challenges, we could earn more reward by bringing out our potential. But Mitzvah Hashem, next time you're feeling challenged or something doesn't go the way you'd like it to go, instead of looking at it as you were dealt a bad hand, you look at it as you were dealt an opportunity. I worked one organization I worked for once upon a time. They used to have this rule that no one should talk about challenges. We have a challenge. No. Call them all opportunities. Hopefully we can all appreciate all of our many opportunities and actually take advantage of them and not be like the people who call them a waste and actually end up wasting all of their opportunities growing from whatever it is that Hashem sends our way.